Hello, everyone. My name is Tyree. I'm 17 years old and I attend Westinghouse High School. And today with me,
your boy Kernady, 19 years old and I go to Westinghouse.
Tristan, I am 14 years old and I attend Westinghouse.
Nasheed Yates, I'm 19 and I don't attend school right now.
Today we are interviewing Miss Molly Bourne from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Welcome, Molly.
Thanks for having me.
Molly, where did you grow up?
I grew up in West Virginia, a town Fairmont, West Virginia, slightly outside. It's about 30 minutes south of Morgantown, where West Virginia University is.
So when did you move to Pittsburgh?
I've been here for almost 5.5 years.
When you first got here, was it like culture shock or were you just...
Pittsburgh was always the big city growing up when I was a kid.
Really?
Yeah. And we would come up for plays and sports events.
So this is where you went for field trips?
Exactly.
Yeah, we go out to y'all for field trips.
Well, there's plenty to see in West Virginia. It's a really beautiful place. I'm happy to be from there, but I love Pittsburgh, so I'm glad I'm here.
Well, then welcome.
Thank you very much.
Now, what made you sign up or want to be a part of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette?
That's a great question. Journalism jobs sometimes are hard to come by, and I love Pittsburgh. When I toured the newsroom to do my interview, I got a really good feeling about the place. And anybody, who wants to pay you to be a writer in your 20s, that's pretty awesome.
Wait, so you always wanted to be a writer?
I studied French in college, and then 3 years in or so, I think I really want to be a journalist. Reversed course a little bit, and then I went to journalism school after that.
As a journalist, is there a certain way you have to write information? Like, say you went to a scene, someone got shot, and like they can't find who did it or something like that. Do you have to like include race in that? Maybe how they were raised? Like, do you have to do stuff like that?
It's a great question, and we have those conversations in our newsroom all the time. So I cover Pittsburgh Public Schools now, but I used to cover breaking news, and sometimes that involved crime. So if you're reporting on a shooting and it's a fatality and there's a victim, you can get lots of different identifying information from the authorities at the county. But we generally report an age, town where the person lives or community where the person lives, name. Race wouldn't be relevant in that case. Although I will note that we have like a homicide map that we have on the Post-Gazette's website that maps like all of the homicides that took place in Allegheny County year by year. And we do, I believe, break down by race in that case. Why? Maybe just you can search by whatever qualifier you want to, if that makes sense. That was a great question, though. Thank you.
What kind of challenges do you face covering education in Pittsburgh?
I think it's a tough beat. I really do. And a beat, by the way, is like a subject area. So we have reporters covering City Hall, politics, business. You know, there's all different kinds of things. For me, it was tough because before that, I had covered county government. I have covered, again, crime, breaking news. It was totally new for me. And sometimes it means going to school board meetings. And that's not the most glamorous thing in the world, as you might imagine. But I think what was a challenge was that it was a learning curve. It's been a long time since I've been in school, and I didn't go to school here. I'm not from here. I don't know what it's like to be a student here, and I had to get a crash course. My educational upbringing was super rural West Virginia, not really any students of color, which I wish so much I had had a different experience in that sense, but it was where I was from, you know?
Which is more chaotic, the actual office where you work or the school board meetings?
If there's a breaking news event of some sort and folks are on the phone and it's frenetic and crazy, then maybe the newsroom, you know, kind of like what you see on the movies. So school board meetings are generally pretty placid unless there's an issue that's
big.
Yeah, or people are especially concerned about. Yeah. And that has happened in my time there.
So I had a question because I write myself. And I wanted to ask do you ever write something right before you put it out? You might think maybe this won't have a great effect, or like maybe this won't give like the positive effect that you feel like it should have. It might spread negativity, but even though it's just the facts.
That's a really hard part of the job, is we have to tell the truth. And sometimes the truth is unsavory and hard. I think as long as everybody knows, people that you've interviewed for your piece, as long as they know what's coming and nobody's picking up the paper or logging on to the website and is shocked by what they see, you know, as long as people know what's coming, I think you've done your job, even if it's not positive.
Now, why is it important for you to get student opinions?
That's an awesome question. I don't know what it's like inside your school day by day. I've been there before a couple times, but I don't go there every day. You guys do. You are the eyes and ears of that place. And, you know, I can ask officials, but they're also not in the schools necessarily every single day. You guys are, and your opinion matters. How do you feel about being at Westinghouse?
People made it seem like the school's a lot worse than it actually is, because those are people who don't actually know what goes on inside the school.
And that's what's key about hearing from you guys.
Me, I'm glad to say that Westinghouse has kind of helped me. They've slowed down to be at my pace. Westinghouse has helped me make some good choices through the years.
Another question we have, how do you give back to the community?
I am a big sister through the Big Brothers Big Sisters program.
Okay.
I mentor a girl. She's 14 and she lives in Lawrenceville. We've been matched since November of 2015. I love her so much. She's really enriched my life. So one thing I wanted to ask you is, can you talk a bit about how the partnership with Wilkinsburg and Westinghouse is going so far from your view?
I've never really had any issues with anyone. So I don't really ask where anyone's from. If I like you, I like you. Well, then there you go. So it doesn't matter where you're from. As long as you're a cool person, we can be friends.
I mean, like the first 2 days, there had been like a big fight. Westinghouse versus Wilkinsburg, because Wilkinsburg thought they could take over and change it. Just recently, not too long ago, two girls had confronted me, and they were both from Wilkinsburg. They threatened to get all of Wilkinsburg on me, and I just shrugged it off and kept walking, because there was no point of fighting back. But other than that, it's been okay. I have lots of friends from Wilkinsburg school.
Thank you, Molly.
Bah.
Bleh. Leave that. I want that in the blooper room.
I got you.
Okay. Thank you, Molly, for joining us.
I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
And thank everyone for listening. This was the Lighthouse Podcast. And everyone say it with me. Lighthouse.
Lights out. Peace.